soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Oh, soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Oh, soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going to see the King. Oh, that no more crying.
Church, say amen. I've been in a storm too long. I thank God for this prestigious time. I don't take it for granted. For those who asked me to be in the stead of our beloved, the Reverend Dr. Brenda Thomas, we cry out to her this morning in praise and God's mercy and his healing touch for her family.
Yes. All right, Richard.
And for the congregation, and for the deacons of this church, for this great choir who's singing their heart out this morning, why don't you give them some praise this morning? The virtue of those who are on YouTube and who are listening in their homes and afar off, we grant you Godspeed. The King is coming. I say that again, the King is coming. Let us pray. God, our Heavenly Father, we come to you right now. And Lord, we thank you for another blessed day. We haven't seen this day before. Dear Lord, we know we're close to Holy Week, dear Lord, and the one we serve is holy, righteous, and divine. I thank him for his grace and his mercy. I thank him for his healing power and his touch. Wasn't for the Lord on my side, I don't know what I would do, where I would go and who I would turn to. But through his grace and mercy, he has spared my golden moments to roll on. And I just stopped by for a little while to talk with you about how God can change things. His mercy endures to all generations. And at this time, we do pray for those who are sick and afflicted among us. We pray for the bereaved families. For weeping may endure for night, joy cometh in the morning. I pray that God will hear my cry, pity ever grown and fitted for the sky, to serve this present age. My calling to fulfill, made all my powers engaged to do my master's will. And I look up among my brethren in the gospel, the proclamation of the gospel. I pray that the Lord would continue to bless them and continue to endow them in the word of God, deep down, uprising to everlasting life. I do pray for them and their families, that they keep on preaching the word of God in season and out of season, to God say, well done. Lord, we're in a race. We're running, trying to make heaven our home. So grant unto us the surrender to exchange the things that we can, the wisdom to know the difference. The things we cannot change, Lord, help us to get over that old river Jordan. Your precious, divine, holy name we pray and ask it all. Amen. Amen. I will be trying to preach for a little while in the gospel according to Matthew, the 21st chapter, 1 through 11 verses. And my text is the 21st verse, 10 and 11 verse. If you can stand with me and read for just a little while, the 10th and 11th verses. When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, who is this? The crowd answered, this is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee. My subject is the King is coming. You may take your seats in the house of the Lord. I do say, as Reverend Allen always say before he preached, hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. The King is coming.
King is coming.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
The coming of Christ was described by the prophet Zechariah in 9:9. My brothers and my sisters, the prophet break forth into a joyous proclamation of the coming of the Messiah. In the text, not as a babe in Bethlehem, not as a conquering king in honor of a victorious general, neither in the highest military honor he could obtain, amen. Y'all going to talk to me this morning?
Yes,
he didn't come into the city riding in a chariot or a caddy wagon, a stinking Lincoln. He didn't come on a Mercedes, driving a Mercedes, amen, somebody.
That's right. Amen.
Nor along his side by Senate of the State of the Union, the magistrates and musicians or spoils of victorious battles, but with his captives in Christ, amen.
Amen.
I pray that somebody will help me this morning. Well, I just want to talk to you a little while on his mansions forevermore of many. Now, I want to get there one day, don't y'all?
Yes, sir.
He got a whole lot of mansions. John 14 said, in my Father's house. Many mansions. If he were not so, I would have told you. I'm going to get there one day. I got one for me there someplace. Not made with hands. Can I get a witness this morning? Now, his healing in the temple was the fulfilling the promise that the glory of the latter house should be greater than the glory of the former house. Amen?
Amen.
The blind and the lame came to him at the temple, and he healed them. Y'all, he healed me one day. Well, yes, he did. I was sinking deep in sin. I was out there. I don't know about y'all, but I was out there. And I was doing some things I shouldn't have done. And I was at a point of time, y'all, we talked about the demonic and all of Satan's henchmen inside a person. I had something going on inside of my head. And I didn't know what I was going to do, where I was going to go. He almost killed me, but the Lord rescued me. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
The blind came to him at the temple, and he healed them. His praise, the Bible says in 15:17, when the chief priests and the teachers of the law saw the wonderful things that Jesus did, and the children broke forth with a shouting all over the place. I feel like shouting sometime right now, y'all. I can't move too good, but I can raise my leg sometime. Yes, I can. I can do it sometimes. Y'all ought to see me at the house sometime. I get to shouting sometimes. And I can't help myself. But when the Holy Ghost come upon you, can you control it? I can't. I feel like shouting. I feel like praising his name. I feel like singing to the power of the Lord come down. I wish I had some help this morning. The Lord help me preach this thing. But they broke forth with shouting all over the place. Y'all, when the Holy Ghost come upon you, you can't be still. Amen. In the old church, folks just get up and walk all over the place. And I heard one lady say one time in Tabernacle, Jesus can't get there until I get there. I don't know what she meant by that. But I'm trying to serve until I die. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
The Bible says they lifted up a shout, Hosanna to the Son of David. Amen. The Bible used the terminology of the way they acted up. The Bible said they were indignant. And that meant somebody got mad because somebody was crying out to Jesus. Yes, it did. In Afro-American language, they busted a move with praise. Amen, somebody. Y'all gonna help me this morning? Y'all gonna give God some praise this morning? Although he took the character of that king when he busted a move into Jerusalem, good God Almighty. My brothers and my sisters, the kingdom is a spiritual kingdom, amen? It's not a physical prayer kingdom. It's not like the White House or the courthouse or the outhouse or our house. It's a kingdom of God.
Amen.
And I stop by to tell you, it shall not and it will not break forth or be advanced by outward show, force, or carnal, whatever. But his gospel will be, must be, and shall be received among the heathen, the ungodly, the profane, and the unmitigated humanized occupation of this sinful world. Y'all gonna help me? Can I tell somebody? A sinful state is a state of a bondage, which is a hypocritical excuse that Satan used for a whole lot of people who don't want to serve the Lord. Amen? That some people just don't want to serve the Lord. Oh, I got to get my second breath now. But the king is coming. Oh, yes, he is. The king is coming. And we must get ready to see him. Amen? And we don't want to be in a sinful state of bondage, which is a pit in which there is no water, no comfort, and we all by nature are made prisoners in this pit. Amen? But I stop by to tell you, through the precious blood of Christ, if you are a prisoner of Satan, you can be set free. Amen? Otherwise, you may perish without hope or comfort. But there is hope this morning as I try to preach this thing of just why Jesus came into the city, riding on a donkey, glory to God on high. The Bible says they came near Jerusalem. Lord, help me preach this morning. And when they came near Jerusalem to Bethpage on the Mount of Olives, and Jesus sent two disciples. The Bible didn't say which one. It might have been James, Peter, James, and James. But this I know, oh, praise his name. Yes, sir. When Christ would appear in his glory, watch this, watch this. It is in his meekness, not in his majesty. Can I get a witness? Yes, y'all gonna help me? Yes, he could have 10,000 angels to prepare his way. Glory to God. In mercy, to work out his salvation as meekness and not out with poverty. We are fully seen in the Zion's King. Anybody hearing me? He was not decked out in a royal robe or golden shoes and all that is an earthly king would have to display. Amen. The pride of life might have been in those around in Zion's people as they laid down their palm branches preparing his appearance to the city. Amen. They brought the ice, but Jesus did not use it without the owner's consent. Amen? The chief priests and elders afterwards joined with the multitude that abused him upon the cross. But none of them joined the multitude to give him honor. Amen? Won't you give him praise and honor this morning? Now, you can set aside a little bit. I know that you can. Sometimes, my brothers and my sisters, we get stalemated and take Christ for granted. But I come by to tell you this morning, don't take him for granted. When you got up this morning, give him some praise. You didn't have to get up. But I got up, I stood up, I raised up, and I'm standing up on Christ, the solid rock. Oh, I wish I had a praying church. I've been in the storm too long. But Lord, I don't care how long I've been into it. I know there is an anchor. And that anchor is Jesus. He's coming. Yes, he is. I don't know when or the day that Christ is coming. But when he comes again, there's going to be a change. There's going to be a change in everything. Hallelujah. Blessed be King Jesus. Y'all know him? You ever heard of him? King Jesus? Those that take Christ for that king must be laid. They're all in all under his feet. Hosanna signifies save now. We beseech you, blessed he that came, come in the name of the Lord. Amen. My brothers and my sisters, all of that has little value if your heart signifies crucify. Crucify him. And your heart is not right. Amen, somebody. Well, preacher, what do you mean by what you said? A whole lot of people hear the gospel, but few of them be consistent disciples. That means few of them listen and do God's word. Don't you know Jesus is coming? I can say it 1,000 times if I had 1,000 tongues. I couldn't express to you the day. I couldn't express to you to get your house in order. That's what the Bible says. Jesus is coming. He's coming into the city of Dayton. There are two things most disrespectful. When he came into that city, it can be the same for us. They didn't care what he saw, that what upset him at the temple. Aren't you aware that if Jesus came into this church, what would he find out? Would he find praise and glory? Would he find uplifted hands? Standing praising him? While you have a chance, are you going to wait till you be up here before somebody said, oh, he was a nice guy? Or are you going to be out there and say, I stand on Christ, the solid rock? You can give him some praise this morning. I've been trying to praise him for over 94 years. And I ain't tired yet. As long as I have a breath of life, I'm going to praise the name of Jesus. Ain't no name sweeter than Jesus. Oh, how sweet the name. He's every day the same. Can I get a witness this morning? Well, they didn't want to admire him as the head of the church. Y'all, what would you cry out? Anybody hear me if he came this morning? Would you cry out, Hosanna, or crucify him to the Son of David? Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. I want to preach about three things, and I'm going to take my seat. Number one, his works. I know he does great works. He's still in the saving business. Am I right about it? Number two, his healing power. He healed me one day when I was sinking deep in sin, very deeply stained in sin, far from the peaceful shore. Then the master of the sea heard my despairing cry, and from the waters lifted me. Not safe at my love lifted me when nothing else could help. Love lifted me. Number three, his praise. Can I get a witness? Now his praise signifies of him more than the word Hosanna. In the temple courts, he found men selling cattle, sheep, and doves. Others sitting at tables changing money. Amen? He got a whip and drove them out. Get out of my house. You don't need to be here. Get out of my house. How dare you? My brothers and my sisters, into a market they changed the church. You can't change the church. Jesus said, on this rock, I build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Y'all going to help me? This is the house of God, the gateway to heaven. This is where you can get saved this morning. Can I get a witness? This is where you can get to heaven this morning. Can I get a witness? In my Father's house of many mansions, if it were not so, he would have told me. I've heard of a mansion brighter than the sun. Someday I'm going to dwell there when my work on earth is done. For I know my time is not long in this sinful world of pain. Then my soul shall rest with Jesus, with the Savior, he's the King. Oh, yes, my troubles will be over when I reach the other shore. Then my soul shall rest in Jesus, in that land forevermore. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness this morning? Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Jesus cried out, yes. And I know if he said yes, he was saying it's all right. Have you never read from the lips of children and babies, you have ordained praise and God, genuine praise. Somebody hear me this morning. You know what I'm talking about? Do you have any kind of conversations that I'm saying? I feel like preaching this morning. If you do, why don't you praise him? Amen. Why don't you give him some praise? The King of creation he is. Oh, my soul, oh, praise him, for he is my health and my salvation. All ye who hear now to his temple, draw near his praise. In him, I'm glad and give him adoration. Can't you see him? He's on his way from Zion to Golgotha, where they hung him high and stretched him far and wide. Y'all can sit there all you want to and don't praise him. I praised him this morning before I got up. I gave him praise and told him, the Lord, that I'm going to try to preach this thing. I'm going to try to give you praise while I can. But after a while, I'm going to cross that river Jordan in a calm time. Well, he's on his way from Zion to Golgotha, where they hung him high and stretched him far and wide. He was hung up for our hang-ups, hallelujah. Died on an old rugged cross, placed in a barred tomb 3 days and 3 nights. May my Heavenly Father raise him up with all power, wonder-working power, all power, healing power. Yes, he is. Blessed is he who came in the name of the Lord. The blind and the lame came. I wonder who's coming this morning. I wonder who will give him praise. I wonder, can somebody say, I love the Lord because he heard my cry. He pitied every groan and fitted for the sky to serve this present age. My calling to fulfill made all my powers engaged to do my master's will. That was a woman, had an issue of blood a long time. The way she bled, she didn't have much blood left. Spent all her money. Oh, yes, she did. But you know what she said? If I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole. Jesus told her, daughter, be of great comfort. Your faith has made you whole. I wonder, do you have the faith this morning in Jesus? Because the King is coming. Oh, I don't know how long. I don't know what day. It could be in March, April, June, or May. It could be in December. Could be in March. But whatever day it is, I want to be ready when it comes. I want to march like Paul and Silas. I want to sing like the heavenly choir. I want to shout hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The King is coming. And when he comes again, I might be on a crutch. But when he comes again, I might be in a hospital somewhere, but when he comes again, I might be sitting in my house. When he comes again, I might be in the marketplace. When he comes again, I might be on my knees praying. But when he comes again, I hope he finds me saying, oh, praise his name forevermore. When he comes again, I want to march in Zion, that beautiful city of God. When he comes again, I want to be just like Paul and Silas. But when he comes again, I want to have a song in my heart. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. When he comes again, I want to shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. When he comes again, when he comes again, I want to stand on Christ, the solid rock. All other grounds to sink in sand. When he comes again, when he comes again, praise God, from whom all blessings flow. When he comes, when he comes, when he comes again, when he comes, were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Oh, oh, sometimes it causes me to tremble. Tremble, tremble. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they hung him on the tree? Were you there when they hung him on the tree? Oh, oh, sometimes, sometimes it causes me to tremble, tremble, tremble. Were you there by my Lord? Were you there when they laid him in the tomb? Were you there when they laid him in the tomb? Oh, oh, sometimes it causes me to tremble, tremble, tremble. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Oh Lord, you've heard preaching, dear Lord. And Lord, we pray that you give the increase. Lord, we thank you for the power of the Holy Ghost. We thank you for this appointed time when the saints of God are gathering here. We thank you for every good and perfect gift that comes from the Father of life. Thank you for your saving power. Thank you for your holy, righteous, and divine word. Thank you for these of those who are in the sanctuary. Thank you for these preachers, dear Lord, these deacons, the choir, dear Lord, and the visitors, dear Lord, that took time out to come and share with us. They could have went someplace else, but they're here with us. Let your mercy and grace abide forever. Strengthen your servant that I might continue this race until the battle is won. In your holy name we pray and ask it all. Amen. The door is open this morning. Anybody from the free and pardon of sin feel like they want to give their life to the Lord? Feel like they wasted too much time and now they're coming home? The King is coming. Won't you be ready when he comes?